Jeff, I was just walking around. I was going back like pre. I wanted to tap into like 80s, Southie. So I'm like, no music. I'm walking around.
Oh,
walking.
Nice.
The fuck's his problem?
Yeah, you're like, what's that guy? A fucking Vietnamese?
I was telling him. I was
get
like,
him, Mark.
I was telling him. I was eyeing up. And I was like, I saw an Asian dude. And I just went.
Yeah, you're like, don't, can't, dude. I'm Mark Wahlberg.
That was all I thought.
I'm Mark Wahlberg.
But, dude, I was walking.
Stay out.
I was walking around being like, dude, this place is not tough. Like, this place has gone soft. Just walking.
Southie?
Dude, it's been like, bro, completely developed.
I can't believe we're talking about Southie.
I was, dude. I was walking the streets just being like, dude, I didn't see a single soul. I don't think anyone lives there anymore.
How does Boston get so many fucking movies?
It looks
every
cool.
Movie's from Boston.
Because it looks cool.
A bunch of white. I know the answer. It's the last white tough city.
That's what I'm saying.
So white people, that's good for the. That's a big blockbuster.
Yep.
White people love to see whites being tough.
That's exactly what is a tough white place. But dude, I would.
There's so many tough white movies, dude. Gran Turismo, just a white guy, just like, get out of here.
To hell.
Get out of my neighborhood. I'm tough white.
Didn't he stay there? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he stayed, and then he fucking. Marky Marked. A bunch of Asians moved in. He was like, what are you guys doing in my neighborhood?
Get in my garage.
Yeah.
They're in there doing their math homework.
Gran Torino.
Dude, I'm walking around. It's like, I'm like, I might honestly be the toughest dude here. Completely
untouched.
I thought I was.
You might be the toughest guy in South.
Dude, no, they have the heroin bros kicking around. They're hiding. I went to a Target and it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, all right. I was like 9:50. I was like, I'll get a couple things and leave. They hit the lights. They just cut the lights.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not pitch black, but it's dark. So I'm like, all right, fuck, let me get out of here. I'm like pushing my cart. I'm like, they'll probably be like, you know, I was thinking there was going to be like parents or someone there who like ran out of time getting stuff. It was literally seven heroin addicts in like just different shopping carts, all like going about their business shopping. Dude, I was checking out and it was just one guy just being like, excuse me. And there's
that's
like
a tough white, dude.
Dude, it was a polite heroin addict.
That's nice.
It was kind of nice. He would be like, I'm sorry about that. He was completely just lost, dude. And there was a couple the whole
time.
That's
gotta be tough to be a heroin addict and still have like self-guilt. Guilt and like aware that you're causing a problem.
He was intensely aware of the fact that his presence was a burden on, but it was just
because I've never seen one that has that awareness,
dude. The other two, there was a couple who was a dude and a girl. The dude just kept going like, baby. White heroin addict dudes talk like 30s jazz musicians. They're so smooth.
They gotta be.
Baby.
You gotta keep your babe in line.
Dude, exactly. He kept being like, baby.
Babe, don't worry. I'll get the juice for us, honey.
Baby.
Come on, baby. We got some stuff outside.
They really do.
All right, now steal that. We got a heroin out front outside. We're gonna do some heroin in 5 minutes.
And she kept trying to pump
steal
up.
Steal those Dunkaroos.
Dude, she was
steal that box of Dunkaroos.
Baby.
Ah, they locked them up. We stole too many Dunkaroos, baby. Gushers. Dude, they get a box, 24-pack of Gushers. Just heroin Gushers.
Dude, they were talking about snacks. He was like,
they love snacks.
I like the cherry ones. Like, actually, let me see if I have any cherry ones. She's like, babe, put this shirt on. It looks so good on you. You're wearing the shit out of this shirt. They're like so picking gear out. And he'd be like, baby, come here.
It was the good times.
it was the good times. Yeah, they were both like about the screaming
documentary.
Cry.
They're going to be in rubble. In rubble. Dead in rubble, dude.
I had the biggest.
Not from a collapsed building. After the building collapsed, laid in a fucking.
They just wake up and start her pullover. Yeah, like, where the hell this come from? Dude, it was. Listening to their conversation was the funniest fucking thing. So I'm like, all right. I get out of there finally. And I'm like. Now there's like the bros. There's literally probably like 12 active, like not and out fucked up dudes. One of them was just like torso in a shopping cart, just like passed out, but it was crazy. So I'm outside. Now I'm kind of like, dude, one of these dudes, because the one guy, anyone who walked by him, he'd be like, what the fuck's your problem, fucking pussy? Like he would just would talk shit to anyone. So I was like, he kept bopping around. I'm like, dude, if he sees me, he's going to say something to me. I was like, I don't want to fucking fight this guy. So we're sitting there, I'm waiting outside. I'm like, I call an Uber. I'm like, oh my God.
Harry, you got like zombie walk past him.
I had a dude literally.
Behind the movies, they like pretend to be zombies. You got to do that. If you see one, you got to.
Well, it was because the cops are right there. So I walked out with them.
Cops.
The cops are sitting
fucking
there.
Fucking like, cops aren't going to do anything.
They were yelling at the pigs.
Yeah, they don't fucking like the fucking pigs. Fucking dude, co-op.
The co-ops.
The co-ops. Past the cops. Yeah, the co-ops.
I didn't want to be looked at as another heroin addict. So I walked back all upstanding like, hello, sir.
And officers.
Officers, I'm just here to get stuff for my family. Dude, so I walked out. So I was like, I should have zombie walked, honestly.
Fucking fruit by the foot. The cops are going to stop us from getting
the gushes. I walk out. The guy's talking shit to everybody, and I'm like, I hope this guy doesn't say anything to me. And in my head, I'm like,
yeah.
Like heroin guys, they're not like, you're not scared of them, but like you just don't want to touch them because you don't know.
Yeah.
Like radioactive. Like a dude nodding out in a parking lot might have, you know, some sort of disease that you don't want to, you know, you don't want to like mix blood.
Yeah.
So
like the plague.
Yeah, literally.
They have old diseases.
Dude, I know. Yeah.
They have diseases are back. These guys ruined their immune system so much. It's crazy.
Dude, I go out. I'm like, this guy's starting fights with everyone. I'm looking. I'm like, please don't. Please don't. My Uber driver pulls up. Old Asian man. I went, because this guy's, he looks over. He literally sees the driver and goes, and starts walking over to the car. Oh, I'm God. Going, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
Dude, he walks up to the window. He's like yelling. I don't know what he's yelling something. He walks up to the window and goes, okay, you raccoon, watch a goon do a goblin. Yo. To the Asian driver. And I was like, damn, that actually kind of fucking ruled.
He said, okay, you're a goon, what's a goon do a
face,
goblin?
He went to the face to the window, Jurassic Park style, dude.
Okay, you're the window.
Like, right, because I thought he was going
to
yell
trying
something.
Trying to open the door. He's like, fuck, they're learning.
I thought he was going to yell something terrible.
He's pawing.
He yelled that, and I went, pretty funny.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right.
That's why you need a Tesla, dude. They don't know how to open those.
True, yeah.
Tough doors, though.
I don't know how to fucking open. I go get a lift.
You look like an asshole every time.
I've got an Uber for those guys multiple times. I'm like, pushing the door. Like, Elon Musk rules and is good at Twitter. No, that doesn't work.
The last thing you want is one of those guys. Although he's obviously the Asian driver never heard Lil Wayne. He was probably like, damn, that was pretty fucking cool.
What that guy just said
was pretty neat.
He was not having, it's like a 55-year-old Asian man who was almost, you know, when you like, there's a dude who's like so old and very still linked to his like Asian roots. When like you talk to them, it almost looks like it's just like, I guess they just don't understand the language, but he was like, he literally just like looked at this guy yelling, was like the most calm, serene, just. There's no like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It was just kind of like, it's a passive, just
beast.
Pretty sick, yeah.
Stoic.
Master. I think he just drove down from the top of a misty mountain and picked me up.
Yeah.
<You're right.
laughs> Yeah.
But then, so I threw my stuff. I had to load all my groceries in his trunk. So I like the guy leaves the Asian guy and like a slow Mexican dude walked by and he just looks up at him and he goes, fucking pussy. And the dude, he would stop. I like sat there and slowly load him so I could watch. The Mexican guy would literally like, you know, if you like go like that to a dog, he went, he froze. He went, hey, fuck you, man. And then the guy would laugh and go, you fucking queer. And the dude started fucking with this guy. And he would, every time he said anything to him, he go, fuck you, man. Dude, it's like when a dog goes on all fours. He would go, hey, fuck you, man. Dude, and there was such a delay that he'd be like, yo, fucking pussy, I'll beat your ass. And he'd stop and just go, hey, fuck you, man. And then like go about his, and everything he said, the guy would freeze. It was like a 10-second thought. And he'd go, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, it was making me laugh. So fucking, I couldn't get over how funny it was.
That's his, yeah.
Oh, I was doing it to
Those are the worst. Like, those are the worst. Well, those are the worst homeless. The ones that are just they're always screaming. They're in an argument with themselves.
Yeah.
There's dudes all the time in New York that'll just walk past you like, fuck that shit, motherfucker. I told that motherfucker, shut up, bitch. And then they're not on the phone, dude.
I know. You got to walk by them like, please don't make eye contact.
Please don't fucking spit on me.
Yeah. Told you, my friend did the best thing ever when they were around a dude who was just completely losing it. And he was screaming and like locking eyes with people. And he was like, yo, sorry about it. It was his fault. And the guy was like locked eyes with his friend.
Oh, no.
And he just walked away. And he was like, fuck you, dude. No. You fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
He's like, dude, it was his fault.
Yeah. That would work.
I know.
There's the motherfucker. That's the guy who's the cause of all my problems.
It was that shit was so fucking funny of his watch. I'd never seen a Target like that.
They got to be pumped for springtime.
Oh, dude.
They get like a month or two grace period here before it gets swelteringly hot.
Well, their whole life makes sense. They get a 2-month period where it's like your life makes sense.
If you get a 24-pack of Gushers you just stole from CVS, a little bag of that sweet stuff.
Did your girl pick you out a shirt?
Go to the park, just lay in the grass. You don't even need the park. Everywhere's the park at that point.
They were camped out in the parking lot itself.
Yeah.
So there was like, you know, those strips of grass, like when like the parking dividers? Perfect. Dude, they had their clothes hanging on like a little shitty tree. And they're just laying in the grass.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking nuts.
Denver had a nice little tent
city. Really? Going.
Yeah. One of the parks was just a fucking Hooverville.
Yeah, dang.
They're going to tear it down soon.
Are they really?
Making legislation. Everyone's excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. I'd be excited, but also, like, what are you going to do?
Dude, you could buy.
What are you gonna do to all these people?
Everyone keeps saying house the homeless, and it's like, dude, you like, is it a biodome? Like, what are we working with here? Are we just gonna put them in a Radisson and like,
yeah,
act like them being in a Radisson is not going to be a problem? Like, they're not gonna, you know what I mean?
I think they did that here. I think they did that a lot of places. Yeah, during COVID, they were like,
toss them the tail,
toss them, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Why during COVID did we house the homeless?
I don't know. Oh, it was because they were roaming around, like going like 2 feet from people. That was when you really saw how much people cared. I remember, like, dude, there's all these guys that stand on Columbus Boulevard and people roll their window down and give them a dollar. During COVID, the window was up and people were just,
yeah,
they didn't get paid anything.
I'm sure for money. The part of me thinks it's probably just, we got some kickbacks. They're like, we have a budget of $10 billion. We need to help with COVID.
True.
We'll just say
fill the
Radisson. Renting the Radisson costs $3 million.
Yeah.
It actually cost us $100,000.
True.
We get to keep that.
Yeah, they kicked them back out, didn't they? COVID came out. Yeah, you could do it. My thing is, you could do it. It's like, then what? I mean, just maybe just give them some tube.
Tommy's ex lived down there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And in her, like across the street from her, they just turned it into the homeless center of the city.
Jesus.
So like every day she was out there and like people were just screaming all day. Yeah.
You should. I mean, this
just destroyed her house.
This is a tough take, but it should be, if you become like, not like, you know, there's like, they talk about like housing insecure, where like a dude's crashing on couches. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, that's not homeless. I get it. You don't have a crib. Yeah. Sucks. But you're not with the bros, dude. That's what I mean. I've heard it before. Like, oh, there's like a quarter of people who are homeless. It's like, no, not having a house sucks. I get that. But like, I'm talking about the true dudes.
Yeah.
The true dudes who just walk around all day in a park and have not even a couch to crash.
Screaming.
On. Yeah, dude. Those are tough dudes. That level.
What do we do with them?
That level of homeless should be an exchange, country exchange.
Yeah.
We're just like, yo, we hit you.
We could Scarface and we could send them to Cuba.
Yeah, we'll take your best and brightest. Yeah. I'm saying we do a swap. We'll take one of your best and brightest. And you get like four dudes who are just going to stand around and scream in a plaza. And it's like, what else? Well, you know,
yeah,
it's not a bad deal. It's like, you got to give these dudes just like a rice cake every day. We'll take one of your kids into America and you'll have to now just fucking just herd like five homeless dudes. You're like a Filipino farmer, dude. You have five dudes.
Get them out of the patties.
Stepdad, dude.
Yeah. Just screaming.
It's like fucking, imagine instead of waking up to a rooster just being like, motherfucker. Yeah. It's time to get up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the best take in the world, but.
There's no answer.
I mean, it's up to there. That's the only real answer is like, you can't sit, you know, you can't.
Can't do heroin.
You can't do heroin. It's like, and if adults completely lose the ability to care for themselves, someone's either going to have to dedicate their entire lives to going through their assisted daily activities or whatever of living, or those dudes are going to like fucking stroke out on the street. Cause like,
yeah,
it sucks when dudes lose their mind and can't function. It fucking sucks.
It seems to be what everyone's doing is just waiting them out. Just
yeah.
Be like, they're going to die.
Yeah, man. Or they're going to figure out.
They're not going to die. Dude. They don't die.
No.
They do. There's just a lot of them.
There are. And there's more.
And they might die and come back, dude.
I think there's more every day.
I think they die and are just like,
well, they're getting back. They'll probably figure out some sort of like drug to put them on to kind of completely like pacify them. I think that's what's going to happen.
Heroin.
True.
Heroin takes them out for a while.
Well, dude, did you hear my theory right now with the heroin is that I think the drug companies are going to lobby the US or whoever, however that works. They're taking out the cartels right now. I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to start legalizing heroin in like 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, those guys will have legal prescriptions of heroin. So I think like Pfizer is going to be making clinical.
Somebody just didn't Elon just say that?
I don't know.
Somebody, yeah, was like, if we legalize these drugs, there's not going to be overdoses.
Yeah. Well,
they
did it in England.
Them.
They did it in England. Like, I think like, I don't know, the 1920s or something, where they like tossed the bros. You would come in for a prescription. They'd give you clean hair, like safe heroin. They like measured out for you. And they'd be like, all right, dude, you sure you want to stop doing this? And apparently it worked like really well.
Mm.
So they say in the book, Chasing the Scream.
Mm.
But yeah, dude, I think fine. It'd probably be a good thing though. But I think they're going to lock up the cartels. So aren't they already like locking those bros up right now? In El Salvador?
I don't know. I think it's very difficult.
Sure. I mean, it's
because they control the government.
Yeah, true. But if it's one of those things you could puppet pretty easily.
Yeah.
Be like, especially if they're like, dude, it's billions of dollars. So you send in special forces to be like, all right, yo, these guys, the United States military could destroy cartels in like 2 seconds. At least I would think so.
Yeah, but they, I think there's enough people in America making money off of it.
True, yeah.
And the entire Mexican government's making money off of it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, they'd be tough enemies to have, too, from a political standpoint.
The lads?
Yeah, the lads.
We don't want war with the lads, dude. There are, we're going to need the lads.
I know.
Especially China and Russia teaming up. Yeah. They don't want that, though. What if we Normandy China with a bunch of lads?
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely unstoppable.
Instead of fucking CCR playing, you just hear fucking... You know? That'd be fun. Pelota!
It would be... You think they have a stronger military.
Mexico?
Yeah, they're such hard... They get after it.
They do. They have some beasts. They have beasts, but they all join the fucking cartel.
True.
All the, like, heads of the cartels, like, security and shit are former, like, generals.
I wonder if they'll pay them off. I wonder if they'll be like, look, you guys are not cartels. You're actually production facilities. Pfizer's going to control the distribution of all the world's heroin. I mean, I guess they would be like, no. Can't have a ball. That's a jefe.
That would be awesome.
I think that's going to happen.
For them, they'd be like, all right, nice. Now we all don't die and go to jail.
Yeah, well,
yeah, we'll just keep making heroin.
They're
going to get hit with salaries. They're going to be like, actually, you guys make 60 grand a year now.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I'm the jefe. Yeah, true.
It's like, all right, well, we're going to make it illegal. Or we're going to make illegal stuff. Sell it cheaper.
I mean, they also might be like, we're going to make it legally and come down here and I'll call my friends in the Pentagon. They'll bomb you guys. I think, again, maybe not, but I have a feeling that's going to happen. Dude, it's billions of dollars, and it's not going to be hard in 15 years to legalize heroin. It's going to be actually probably really easy. More and more of those 10 cities coming up, there'll be some guys going to come up and be like, we need to do something about this, and this needs to be humane.
We need to do something about these homeless.
Dude.
What's his name? Pearson?
Pearson.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable, dude.
It was making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, it was just seemed... I mean, again, this obviously sounds like bullshit for me to say, but it seems fake, dude.
Yeah.
The shot's on six people. You can kind of tell when there's no one attending a thing, too. Just the way it's shot. You're like, yeah, there's nobody there.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it yet, but yes, hearing somebody talk like they're from the 60s.
Yeah.
It'd be like if there was a white politician now, like, say what we're going to do. It's like, wait, why are you talking like that all of a sudden?
It's kind of the Leon Bridges effect.
You talk?
Leon Bridges is a bit of a time capsule.
Who's that?
He sings... He's like a black dude who sings like very soulful, older R&B. And the music's fantastic. Then you actually, I saw an interview with him and he's like, it's like he's from the 1930s.
It's like Greta Van Fleet.
Is that
other band that just is doing Led Zeppelin. I was like, listen to it. It's pretty good. People get so mad.
They're pretty good. I like them.
Yeah,
the lead singer is a lot in a choir. And I'm an acquired taste lead singer.
Dude.
I'm an acquired.
He does something to me. I like that boy. Something about that lead singer I like, dude.
I was hoping it was a girl.
He's cute.
Really?
He's a little cutie, dude.
How new is Greta Van Fleet?
I think they're old.
So they took the mantle of Wizard Rock, basically.
Yeah, they just do Led Zeppelin and kind of Rush.
That's kind of sick, actually.
Yeah. It's a Led Zeppelin cover band, but...
That's awesome.
What's wrong with some more Zepp, dude?
Dude, I mean...
That's what I don't get.
People still need to get
Led out. I was talking to Billy about it. He was like, fuck that. Fuck you. That shit sucks. It's a Led Zeppelin cover band. I was like, what's wrong with getting more Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, dude.
Now we get new Led Zeppelin.
You get the Led out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I liked them. The singer was, and again, I have to give it, because like I like Neil Young, and I know Neil Young's an acquired taste for people vocally, so I can I can get down with like an acquired taste, you know, singer. But she sucked
on Bill's dick. I fucked his asshole.
What are you looking at, Lamizzi? You like that boy? You don't like that boy? I see the face you're making.
Not a fan.
You don't agree with my boy,
Greta Van Fleet.
Matt played.
We tried it. We both listened to it.
Yeah.
I thought it was all girls. I didn't know.
No, it's cute boys.
It had me, and then that guy would sing again. And I go, fuck, man.
Something. I liked it one day on a plane. When I was texting you. I was like, this shit's good. And then I landed and started listening to it again. I was like, I was wrong.
Well, dude, I was talking to the dude sitting outside the hotel you're at. It was like, we were talking about Spotify. You went inside, and I was like, the valet dude. And I'm like, we're talking Spotify. And I was like, nice. Bro, he was like, I can't.